In a significant policy shift, the Trump administration has revised the visa rules governing international students in the United States, introducing changes that restrict their stay to a maximum of 4 years, unless granted exceptional leave by authorities. This marks a departure from previous norms where universities held the autonomy to extend visas based on academic requirements, allowing students to remain for the entirety of their degree programs. Set to be enforced starting September, the new regulations are part of efforts purportedly aimed at curtailing visa abuse and enhancing security through routine checks. Critics, however, denounce these measures as unnecessary, arguing that they introduce undue uncertainty and administrative burdens into a system that previously operated efficiently. The National Association of Foreign Student Advisors, NAFSA, decries the policy as injecting fear and bureaucracy. The amended rules also reduce the grace period for postgraduate transitions, truncating it from 60 days to merely 30 days. This change may disproportionately affect numerous international students engaged in lengthy, research-intensive graduate programs, including doctoral studies in technical fields, which intrinsically demand more than the prescribed 4 years for completion. Many contend that these new measures could dissuade prospective international students, impacting the U.S.'s standing as a premier destination for higher education. Given that program duration can be extended due to financial constraints or personal circumstances, the rigid timeline may prove detrimental to student success and innovation cultivation in U.S. institutions. Thus, while the administration aims to realign immigration controls with broader regulatory objectives, education advocates urge reconsideration, highlighting the possible ramifications on academic collaboration and cultural exchange, which have historically enriched U.S. academic landscapes immensely.